all the way from the city of Zaria, Apostle Joshua Selman.
Hallelujah.
Aya, 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 you will never be the same. You've touched His grace.
Prophesy to yourself.
I will never be the same. I've touched Your grace. My life is changed. I will never be the same. I've touched Your grace. My life has changed.
My prophecy tonight.
My health must change.
My health must change.
My home must change.
My home must change.
My life must change.
My life must
prophesy. My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change.
My life must change. Must change.
My life must change.
I will never be the same. I've touched Your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same.
I've touched Your grace. My life must change.
You can know that you met God. God is not only believable, you can taste and see that the Lord is good. There is an experience that can come in our dealings with God. It is not only to believe, we can taste. The end of faith is an experience that we know that He came, that we know that He healed. Not He heals, that He's here to do it again. My life must change. Listen, we're going to sing this song again. Please take it higher for me. I'd like you to look at everything this night that does not name the name of Christ. The Bible declares, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are things that must change. It says, and we all beholding Him as in a mirror, with our faces unveiled, we are changed. We are changed. Lift your voice tonight and prophesy.
My life must change.
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 I will never be.
That a door that did not open yesterday can now open. That a dimension that did not open yesterday can now open. That a ministry that was locked up yesterday, it's amazing that what could not happen yesterday can happen now. It says, and Adam knew his wife again. He knew her the first time, and what came was trouble. And God lifted him again. A and God raised him again. And God anointed her again. Someone prophesy, Lord, do it again. You did it before. Lift your voice and turn it into prayer. You did it before. Do it again. You prospered me in 2005. Do it again. You anointed me. Anoint me again. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it says they were gathered together in one accord. And then suddenly, they had a sound as of a mighty rushing wind, and it came and filled the room. Then in Acts chapter 4, when the church was threatened, the Bible says they prayed that God would stretch out his hands and that signs and miracles be wrought in the name of your Holy Son. Then the Bible says that the building shook and they were filled with the Spirit again. It would have been a disaster if God only works once. He can do it again. That what the devil stole yesterday, God can replenish again. That what died yesterday, he can bring it back to life again. This is God for you. Please, I'd like for your faith to be open tonight. The woman of God, as she came to minister, did you know right from the office that the anointing and the grace, I was telling Pastor, the effulgence of the power of God in this place. It's amazing when I went to bed yesterday, the vision that I had was not even for the morning service. I was telling Pastor in the morning that what I saw was for the evening, this service, not for the morning. You see, in Genesis chapter 28, the Bible says that how that Jacob laid in the night for to sleep. And then he was not conscious, he did not give his best. He saw a ladder that connected the earth to the heavens. Dramatic things happened, and he got up and he said, the Lord was in this place, surely. And that I did not know it. He made a mistake. Four chapters later, God would come again. And in chapter 32, the Bible says, when he held on to him, he said, leave me for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go unless my finances change, unless this ministry, I cannot be a prophet and all my prophecies are wrong. There has to be unless. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And then he says, what is your name? And he says, Jacob. And it says, for as a prince you have power with God. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. The Israel of God. Then the Bible says that God touched the hollow of his thigh and blessed him. And then the sun arose and he named the place Peniel, the face of God. For I have seen God face to face. And my life is spared. If you are angry and desperate, you can just leave some chains tonight. You have to insist. Father, you have called me. You have anointed me. The grace is not speaking. Let something from heaven come upon me. The Lord brought us tonight for an encounter, a real encounter to change our lives. Listen, hallelujah. Please don't be tired, we are still praying. There are no assumptions in this kingdom. You either have it or not. It is there or not. If favor is there, it speaks. If it's not there, it doesn't speak. If you are anointed, it speaks. So there's no point guessing. If it's not showing, it is not there. Period. That means that you must pay attention and say, Lord, I have seen this in my life. I thank you. But this area, the Bible says Naaman was the captain of the Syrian army. He called him a valiant man in war. But he was leprous. And he insisted by the advice of the slave girl until his skin became like that of a child. I'd like you to lift your voice. The area in your life that has refused to answer, provoke the faith, the word of God tonight. Lord, it must speak. Let the grace of God come upon my finances. Let the grace of God come upon my spiritual life. Grant me access to the hearts of kings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, work wonders in the midst of your people tonight. Truly let us shift by your mercy. Show us the wonders of your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Please, I'd like you to be very sensitive. There is a dimension of the presence of God, please listen, that comes with the word of God, the speakings of God, and the Spirit entered into me. Ezekiel chapter 2 from verse 1 and 2. And the Spirit entered into me. The words of the Lord are not empty. They are full of power. The Bible says in the midst of that light is the hiding place of his power. That means when the word of God proceeds, the Spirit of God goes where the word of God goes. This is very powerful. We have to understand this. In Acts chapter 10, Peter is in the house of Cornelius, and now he's preaching to the Gentile. That would be the first salvation of the Gentile nation. And while Peter is speaking, the Bible says in verse 44 that while he yet spake these things, he says that the Holy Ghost fell like rain. Not the Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost fell, not on them that believed, on all them that heard him. Once you were within that circumference, the Holy Ghost fell. And this is what is happening tonight. Please be sensitive. Words are not just spoken to educate. The word of God does not only enlighten. The word of God empowers. The word of God is like a tray. It is always carrying something. Hallelujah. So you can be sitting whilst we are ministering in this atmosphere. Suddenly, the anointing of your ministry starts hovering around like a bird looking for you. The prophetic grace, the ministerial grace. You are there seated and an anointing is looking for you. The grace for favor. These anointings are like addresses. They leave certain places and they go to certain places. It can come to you. He sent forth his word, not that he spoke. There is a difference between the spoken word and the sent word. The sent word is a messenger that cannot be disobedient. It always returns as proof that it arrived safely. The sent word is like the dove that Noah sent. He sent it and it went round and returned back. So when God sends the word that lifts you, when God sends the word for your ministry, sends the word for your spiritual life. Lord, I've been having dreams, seeing myself in crusades. When will this grace come? Whilst you are under this atmosphere, then the word comes. Lord, when will the spirit of revelation come upon my life? I'm tired of opening my Bible and looking at it like a newspaper. Then the eyes of the eagle. The Bible says that I wept, for no man was worthy to open the book and unlock the scrolls. And the elder tapped me and said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he had prevailed. Then I turned to the throne and I no longer saw a lion. I saw a lamb as though it had been slain. And then having seven horns and seven eyes. Every horn was tied to an eye. Authority in the spirit is tied to revelation. For every dimension, there was a corresponding horn. What you see, there is authority that backs what you see. Not seven horns and eight eyes. Seven horns. Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower to see what the Lord will say. Not hear, to see. Hallelujah. There is a grace and an anointing that makes men to see. Ephesians chapter 3. Paul was speaking in chapter 8 and 9. And he was trying to establish the basis of his apostolic ministry. And then Paul began to tell us that, unto me who I am less of the saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And one of those graces is found in verse 9. The grace that makes all men see. There is a grace that can make men understand what you are saying, regardless their educational background, regardless what limitations they have. It's a grace that can open the eyes of people. So please be sensitive. A miracle service is not just a time of healing and deliverance alone. It's a time of reception. It's when God comes to honor your faith. It's when God comes to honor you. It's when God stamps his presence upon your situations. The presence of God carries an effect. The Bible says the mountains skip like rams. Are we blessed? And so whilst the word is coming, in this atmosphere, please be sensitive. Most times believers are not sensitive. Do not make the mistake of Jacob in chapter 28. That the Lord is in this place, sending his word, and then I cannot see, and then I cannot hear. For some of you, you have not only come for a miracle service, you have come to be a miracle yourself. So you are not only going to receive miracles, grace will be invested upon your life by the Spirit. And you will leave this place a walking wonder. Your words no longer become empty speakings. And there are some of you who will experience Acts chapter 12. The Bible says, on account of the exploits of the early church, that Peter, James, John, remember, James was now beheaded, and it pleased the people, the Jews, and then they caught Peter. And the Bible says they bound him in a very strange way. Arms, feet, and he was in the midst of gates. Listen carefully. Then the Bible says that prayers were being offered by the church. And at night, an angel of the Lord came. And when he came, the first thing that happened was that the chains began to fall. And then the Bible says they passed through the first gate. The first gate, you live where you are, but you are not where you should be. Then he passed through the second gate. Then the Bible says he came to a gate called the Iron Gate. When that gate opened, the next thing you see is the city. Your business may be out of prison, but not yet to the city. There are three gates. The first gate leaves you where you, it takes you out of where you are, but it does not mean the time of manifestation has come. He got to a place called the Iron Gate. The Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Was it not part of the messianic prophecy? Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord, he says, is upon me, for he hath anointed me. To anoint means to ordain, to legitimize an operation. To preach glad tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, he says, to set the captives free. There are people who are walking physically, but they are really in prison. Now the only thing that is growing in their life is their age, nothing else. Hallelujah. So God is determined to help us experience the reality of his presence. Did you know, let me tell you this. The kingdom, Jesus came and this was his proposition. He said, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means within your reach. At hand means can now become your experience. That the God of the Bible that you teach about, who is far up there, he has come within your domain. You can experience the reality of the life and the power and the grace of God. And Peter taught us, he said, the things that we have seen, the things that we have heard, he says, the things that our hands have handled, even of the word of life, that is what we teach. We shared it in the morning. Dr. Luke was admonishing Theophilus, and he was telling him that he wanted him to know the certainty of the things that are most surely believed among us. The excellency. You need an experience with God so that your convictions will not dwindle. If God prospers, you can start by saying, I believe. But you must get to a point where you say, have become that experience. The goal of reading the Bible is not just to learn and know, it's to become a living epistle yourself, so that your life becomes a continuation of everything read. So when your life demonstrates the reality of prosperity, the reality of healing, the reality of speed, the wonders of God's mercy, that we are seated here, ladies and gentlemen, a man or a woman may have been delayed for years, and in a moment God is able to take 5 years and put it into 2 months. I hope you know years can enter into years. The rod of Moses became a serpent. It swallowed another rod and yet did not increase in size. If God can compress matter, are we together now? That means God can take 2015 and see what should have been there that is not in your life and take it over to 2020 and make it happen by March. The Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Are we together now? Joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It says that they might be called the oaks or trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. There is a dimension of glory that must come upon the saints, so that Christ be revealed, so that Christ be glorified. The reputation of the Father is at stake, waiting for the glorification of the church. Our glorification validates his fatherhood. And so the miraculous becomes one of the platforms to reveal his glory. John chapter 2 and verse 11, the wedding in Cana, the first miracle. And the Bible tells us this beginning of miracles, it says, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And he said he manifested forth his glory, and as a result his disciples believed on him. Hallelujah. There is a dimension of the grace and the power of God, I trust, that will really, really come upon us. You see, let me tell you, going to church will continue to be a burden until you take something from church that you cannot find any other place. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. I left home as Saul, I returned as Paul. I left home as Cephas, I returned as Peter. I left home as Saul, looking for the father's donkey, I returned as Saul the prophet. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, when you read from verse 18, it says, for I reckon, I come to terms with the fact that the sufferings of this present time, Paul is mentoring the church in Rome, and he's teaching, he's saying, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, he says, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Verse 19 now says, for the earnest expectation of creation, the Bible says, awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. When you read the verses down, it now says that it tells you an old story, that creation was subject unto vanity. Are we together? It traces back to the story of Adam, that creation was not put into vanity willingly. It was by reason of the mismanagement of a man, Adam. He brought creation under something the Bible calls the bondage of corruption. And then the Bible says creation continues to groan alongside the saints to come into the glorious liberty of the sons. Behold what manner, Apostle John said, of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Then the Bible says, now are we sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. And so we continue to press through services like this to ensure that the experience of the kingdom becomes true in our lives. That means you should leave this place with something you did not come with. I came here sick. I came here with a blood condition. I came here with a medical verdict, a medical report that is like a death sentence. But who else will I bring before? Jesus, the Son of the Living God. When the woman brought her alabaster box, she did not just bring her treasure, she also brought her pain. You are allowed to drop everything at his feet. Your pain, your shame. Then you allow him to give you beauty for ashes. Beauty is substance. You can have it. It's not just what is on your face. Beauty is like money. God can give it to you. And everything around your life now shows that the beauty of God has come upon you. Are we blessed tonight? So it's important that our hearts be open, because sometimes I think that when believers come before God like this, they invest their time, their sacrifice. You know, while I sat there and rearrangements were happening around, my heart just went. I said, oh dear Lord, imagine the people who would leave all that they are doing, make all of those sacrifices. There are still people outside. Why will God allow you to go back the same? Imagine that you left someone 4 hours ago and then you come back 4 hours later. Where did you go to church? So what's the evidence? And you return back. The pain is still there. Yes, sir. Okay, God bless you. You have ministered. You have misrepresented God to that person. But imagine that you return back with joy. What is happening? I rejoice because I have found something I cannot get in a bank. I found something I cannot get in a university. It's always found in his presence. The Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy. It's not for sale. You don't find it anywhere. Hallelujah. God is a God of signs and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. We live in a generation where we continue to get used to the manifestations of the devil. We continue to get used to technology and science, and these things are wonderful. But we must be careful so that they do not reduce us to the realm of the flesh. There are many things we are unable to believe today because the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. It says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. One of the advantages of God's presence is that he continues to spiritualize your mentality so that you sustain the fortitude to believe the things that your eyes have not seen. Did the Bible not say that we can look at the things that are unseen? He never said they are unreal. They are unseen. Like your employment letter. Unseen, but real. Like your house. Unseen, but real. Like the anointing for the next level. Unseen, but real. The advantage of meetings like this is to compress time, to look for what you are looking for and make it look for you, so that there is a collision. I hope you know that everything you are looking for is also looking for you. Yes, sir. Samuel was also looking forward to seeing Saul. When the prodigal son was looking for his father was also looking for him. They did not meet at home. They met halfway. So God is already moving. It's up to you to say, Lord, I believe and I'm ready. I believe. You can know what you receive from a meeting by what begins to change in your life. That by tomorrow, 6 o'clock, someone wakes you and say, where are you? Say, what's the issue? Send me your account number. You say, for what? Now listen, I'm not just trying to motivate you. In all fairness, you've heard me say it, I will keep saying it till the body of Christ understands. It's a waste to look for things physically. It is what is on your head that controls what is around you. When God wants to fill your cup, he does not pour oil on your cup. Thou anointest my head, but I know what is on my head by looking at what is on my cup. There is a grace that calls helpers. They don't come because you need them. No. Every helper is busy, but there is something that can come on your life. And like you begin to exhibit magnetic properties. You are a human being, but something about your life begins to attract people. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. That someone who has no business blessing you, because of you, he travels. And whilst he's sitting, God will say, bless him. Change his life. It is only marvelous in our eyes when it is the Lord's doing. Many things are not marvelous because they are our doing. They are our making, our manipulation. When it becomes the Lord's doing, he will add a signature on that testimony. You know only God can do this. Listen. You can get a job by begging, rolling on the floor, manipulating your life. But there is a way. If God gives it, his signature will all. There will be an equation in that testimony that only God can explain. Let me speak over someone's life now. In the name of Jesus, the God of heaven, I stand by heaven and I declare, whoever must show up in your life in this season, I call upon the God of Jeshurun. May they show up from this night. Please sit down. Listen, look at me, please. Life is hard by default. It takes your understanding the systems of the kingdom to start rearranging your possibilities. Nobody favors you by default. Nobody cares about you by default. Nobody will help to advance your life by default. The infirmity will not leave by default. No. You will have to engage something. You will not get the job by default. You will not get the promotion by default. The building will not be built just because you have land. No, sir. We are immersed in a web of mysteries. And you receive your portion in this kingdom by the light that comes to you. That spiritual illumination. The light that comes to you. He says, arise, shine, Isaiah 60 and verse 1, for your light is come. Amplified says, arise from the prostration and the depression that circumstances have kept you. He says, rise to a new light, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord, he says, is risen upon you. Then he says, for darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. You've heard me teach it. It's the Greek word tohu wa bohu. It's the word confusion and chaos. The same word used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. It says, but upon you the glory of the Lord shall arise. Oh, I receive verse 3. Gentiles shall come. You will not look for them. And they will not come to you. It says they will come to your light. And even their arrogant kings will come to the brightness of your rising. The Bible says that your gates will be open continually. It will not be shut day or night. Not to entertain strangers, to receive the forces of the Gentiles. Where you have been deserted so that no one will pass through you. He says, I will make you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. You must insist tonight that my life must change. As a man of God, if all you have is a sermon, you are in trouble. You will be weary. Because the gospel is the power of God. There has to be an attestation, a validation. Jesus himself taught this. I think it was in John 4, if I'm not mistaken, 48 or so. And Jesus said, is it John 4, 48? I'm not sure. I think so. Except ye see signs and wonders, he says, ye shall not believe. Listen, you are the only one who is in the spirit. The cosmos is not in the spirit. They want to see. The Bible says the word became flesh and it dwelt among us. Then we beheld the glory, even as of the Father, full of grace and truth. There are things people must see. Results are a big deal in this kingdom. Nobody will continue following indefinitely until they can see a kingdom that is provable. If God can bless, show me the evidence. If God can lift, show me the evidence. If God can change, show me the evidence. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. A lady and a guy, right now as I'm speaking, one lady and one gentleman, I just saw the power of God touching them, and there is an anointing upon them, especially for the prophetic. I just saw that grace. Please let me just have them out. We are praying right now. That supernatural grace. Mighty God, please help them so they don't injure themselves. And you may need to cover her if you have to, please. This kingdom is a kingdom whose reality can be proven. Please look at me. This kingdom, we have not taught cunningly devised fables. The Jesus that we teach is not a theoretical Jesus. Listen to me. The Jesus that we teach is not just a... Listen, I want you to know and understand that the dimension of faith that we teach is faith that can be proven. These things I write unto you, excellent Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. So when God says new dimension, it is true. When God says open doors, it is true. When God says new levels, it is true. When God says, I will... Listen, miracles don't just show that a man is anointed. It's bigger than that. Are we together? If someone can come with a growth and a cancer and it leaves, God is saying, that's the same way I can take death away from your life. What is and now is not. It shows the power of God over matter. It's not just about a sickness. No. That means that you can be owing 1 billion, 500 million. Your company is in trouble. And God says, under a certain condition, I sustain an ability to take away pain from your life. And he uses miracles as a token to show you his possibilities. Please let your faith come alive. Let your faith, don't sit down. Place the challenge of whether it's your company, whatever. Don't say, can God make a way in the wilderness? The limited God, the Bible says. Are we together? Shortly we are going to pray, but I need to charge our hearts. When the woman of God was ministering in worship, I'm telling you the truth, the kind of power and grace that flowed from this precious woman of God, I said, my God, this is what happens, the reality of the kingdom, provable here and now. Lagos is a good place, but it does not mean your portion will come automatically. There is grace that must come upon you. And you will walk out of this street and God will arrange everybody who can help you. God will delay things happening until you are there. And you are wondering what is wrong. You may have received a medical report. And the medical report tells you have a few days to leave. The doctors are not wrong. They are just limited. They've done their best. And I'm glad that there are many, many doctors right now who are filled with the Holy Ghost. And while when they give the injection once, twice, and it doesn't work, they just find a corner and say, Mister, I'm not only a doctor, I'm a priest. Shali skaparu skaparadu shiatala kaposia. Do you know God can give a man speed? You know, I keep talking about speed. One of the worst things that can happen to a man in his life is this mystery of delay.
This thing called delay is a terrible thing. Delay happens when the only thing growing in your life is your age. No growth in wisdom. No growth in influence. When you build a house at 65, it's not a testimony. I hope you are not offended. I'm provoking you because we need to settle some things once and for all. Lord, when will my music ministry rise? What is covering that glory that it cannot rise? I sing songs and people cannot hear. I'm speaking to you by the spirit of faith. There is a hear ye him anointing. If it's not on you, no matter what you have to say, man cannot hear you. Listen, household of David, hear me. Hear me. Things don't just happen because you are equipped to make it happen. You can be the greatest preacher. You can be the most anointed person. But there is a hear ye him anointing. If it's not on you, you will be surprised that your grace will be despised. Help that lady. I'm seeing an angel pour oil. That lady you are holding. In the name of Jesus, I shift your family to a new dimension in the spirit. New levels. There are many people here. I'm glad and honored that we have great men of God, fathers and great people. Please hear me. If you are in ministry, I'm provoking you. You have to get angry. Lord, this resultless ministry, that's what brings jealousy. That's what brings anger. Lord, you called me. Can there be an investment of the Spirit upon my life? Let my words carry power. Let my eyes see what men don't see. Grant unto me grace for signs, for wonders. Our fathers are men and women who have demonstrated the possibilities of the kingdom. Let me tell you this. When you say it and it happens, the next time you are about to speak, they will listen to you. The Lord sent us tonight to shake up some foundations. There are some of us, you will be the first person to rise. And the devil is trying to put you down. You are trying to rise. You graduated 10 years, 15 years, but there is no, you look at your certificate and it makes you angry because all you have is a paper. But there is a grace. Halis Kabata. Mary said, how shall these things be? Seeing that I know not a man. It says the power of the highest. The anointing is real. I have learned by experience that everything that makes for your lifting is not far from you, but it remains closed until the anointing calls it. While you are standing, before I continue, in 1 minute, I'd like you to declare every door that must open this night. I insist you must open. Please pray. Every door, Parasco Barata, Shaneteske Legete Brakatasiata. Someone is praying, Lord, you promised my family that by February the door would have been opened. I place a demand on the mercy of God tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. Please listen to me. There are some of you who you must trust the grace of God to change the spiritual climate around you. It doesn't matter what good comes to you. Something evil must come and overtake it. You get a job, it becomes the source of your pain. You enter a relationship, that's the reason why headache comes to you. You buy a new car, that's why you have accident. No, sir.
Atmosphere. Now chains be broken. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Now.
Heaven open.
One more time. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Someone's life is about to change. Be patient. We'll pray. 2 Samuel chapter 9. And David said, is there any left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Next verse. And there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. Now this story is very interesting, because the Bible says that they went to Lodebar and they fetched a crippled man called Mephibosheth, and he came and ordered Ziba's sons that they should farm and make sure that Mephibosheth would always have supplies. And then he says, as for Mephibosheth, even in your crippled state, you will eat with me forever. Go to verse 11. Please help us with verse 11. He says, okay, can we go to verse 9? I want you to see something very powerful there. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto my master's son all that pertain to Saul and to his house. Verse 10. It says, thou therefore and thy sons and thy servant shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits and thy master's son, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Read the last sentence if you're a Christian. One, two, read. How many sons? Why did David not see one of the 15 sons? A man has 15 sons and 20 servants, and he tells the sons, go and get another person in a far land. It's the same way you can be minding your business and the person they are sending has 5 graduates, but they will say, go to a place somewhere in Lagos. Go and look for the person that comes from this family. He is the one who will occupy this position. Lift your voice and say, Lord, send my helpers. Send them in this season by your mercy. Someone who will love me enough to see to it that I rise in the spirit, to see to it that I rise in ministry.
Helper.
Balanda Shalaka Praha Seneketa. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Trusting God for healing tonight. Lift your voice, sing healer. Healer. Take your eyes away from the medical report. The lifter of men. I want you to see him lifting you, lifting your family, lifting your business, lifting your company, lifting your church. A very powerful atmosphere right now. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on that woman of God there. I shift you in the Spirit, madam. Step into a new level in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. About to pray for you. I'm seeing the grace of an intercessor. I saw this thing in Abeokuta, and the Lord is saying that grace is returning to people. Some of you carried those graces, but for some reason, either because of carelessness, it looked like that thing started leaving you. But right now, the Lord is revisiting men with that grace of an intercessor. And that anointing is coming on certain people right now. Please bring them out. The grace of an intercessor. The grace for the secret place. The grace for the secret place. There is an anointing. Blessed is the man who God causes to approach his presence. The grace of an intercessor. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with song of deliverance. I will trust. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a clock in the spirit, and I'm seeing the clock go backwards. When God does this, I know he means restoration. I know what he means. The Lord is showing me a clock, and I'm seeing it go back. I'm prophesying right now. I'm seeing at least 17 people. The grace for speed to recover. That anointing is coming on you. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Help these ministers. There are a few ministers. I've seen that anointing. Help them, my God. Please help the men and women of God. I speak speed. Shelakata barakata. Ebreketeketa. Recover, recover, recover. I bless an anointing upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, recover in business, recover in ministry. Kaparatos kabarata. Lift your voice and declare, recover, recover. I provoke it by the spirit of faith. Recovery is happening. happening in this place. One of the wonders of mercy. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto you. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored. Prophesy to yourself. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me.
One more time.
Everything that was lost. Shall be restored unto me.
Prophesy.
Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Everything that was lost
shall be returned unto me.
Everything that was stolen
shall be restored unto me.
Speed. I'm seeing it in the spirit. You will be surprised what will happen. Sir, I don't know if this man, you are a pastor in Christ Embassy, lift your hands. Take that fire now. In the name of Jesus, you move to a dimension of grace by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Everything that was lost.
Listen, I'm seeing businesses that started and died. I'm seeing businesses that are in debt. And the Lord is saying to prophesy, hear the word of the Lord. I speak by the Spirit. Whatever is dying or dead, hear the word of the Lord. Talitha Kumi, come alive now. Come alive now. Hebarushka Barakata, come alive now. Listen to me. Restoration many times will involve the book of remembrance being opened. There is a book of remembrance. Hear me. The Bible says that Mordecai avoided death over the king and they forgot about him. It was written in the chronicles and kept there. But that night, the king could not sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. When they opened it, he said, what shall be done to this man? I'd like you to pray in 1 minute. Father, open the book of remembrance. Let my service in the house of God provoke the hand of God. Let my commitment in evangelism and soul winning. Shelana salas kabaras kabarin de dash. Ekre kate baraka tabarakoto so pregedias. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is Ibuku? I'm hearing the name Ibuku. Ibuku. This is what I'm hearing in the spirit. I want to pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is just ministering to me. I'm hearing Ibuku. It's the name of a lady. You are wearing like black. You are not too tall. You are at the back. That lady is at the back. This is what the Lord is showing me. Is there someone like that, please? Ibuku. Who is that? Give Jesus praise. God is about to change your family, my dear. Where are you from? Oyo State. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that name that is above all names, that everything that is not of God in your life, go now! Now the Lord is that spirit, he says. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm seeing the angel of the Lord just stand here, just this room, and I'm seeing a grace, and I'm seeing something that looks like an ancient padlock just standing here. There are 3 people. The power of God is coming on them now. I'm seeing what looks like a padlock opening up. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, let it be open now. Let it be open now. Let it be open now. I don't care what it is. I declare, be open now.
Let hope, let it.
anointing of the Spirit is coming on you. I'm seeing a strange grace for favor, supernatural favor. And not only her, let me release that grace on someone in the name of Jesus. Please believe it. I declare by the God of Jeshurun, the one who rides upon the wings of the wind, in the name of Jesus, household of David, Lagos, step into a new level of favor. Strange graces, doors open, doors open, gates open, doors open, gates open. Pastor, this woman, madam, please lift your hands. I'm seeing a strange grace of favor, and the Lord is saying it's a season for him to announce you. I stretch my hands and I release that grace upon you. I decree and declare by the Spirit of the Christ that you will step into that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will say it as I'm seeing it. I just stood here now, and while I was ministering, I saw the face of our father, Papa Iya Deboe, and it just disappeared. I saw it and it just disappeared. God personifies graces through the faces of men. That means that there is a grace. Hear what I'm saying. Because we know one thing, that when he speaks, God honors it. In the name of Jesus, someone here, by the Spirit of the living God, carry that grace. Carry that grace. Carry that grace, the creative power of the spoken word. Speak it and create it. Speak it and let it be. Speak it and let it happen. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, speak it and let it happen. May God honor your speaking. Let it come with fire. Let it come with light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you do, my friend? This man, yes. Are you a musician? You do music. Come, God is about to announce you. I don't know anything about you. Is he a member of this church? Where are you coming from?
Well, Fountain of Life.
Fountain of Life?
Yes.
Oh, he's with you. I see. I want to pray for you. Do you know me? I don't know anything about you. My brother, please look at me. We are made by the graces that are upon us. This is what controls the possibilities around us. I stretch my hands to you by the God of heaven. In Jesus' name, I open the two lift gates over your destiny. Open now. In the name of Jesus, I release upon you grace. The grace that makes you Beulah and Hephzibah. Become the delight of your helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray for the sick now. We have to pray for the sick. Bring the lady at the back who will shout under the anointing now. God is bringing deliverance to her family. In the name of Jesus, I just saw what looked like fire from here. When the woman of God was ministering, she asked you a question and said, how many of you are ready for your deliverance? Deliverance is not just about falling down and manifestation. It's the separation between you and the obstacle that impedes your progress. It's called deliverance. And I want to pray for someone now, because the Bible records that Satan can attempt to hinder men. The excellency of God's power, doors that have refused to open. You've done everything you know to do, yet those doors remain closed. Did the Bible not say, lift up your heads, O ye gates? The gates are living things. It says, be ye lifted, O ye ancient doors. I'm about to pray. Please help those under the anointing while I pray and bring them out. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every operation that is not of the Christ, every manipulation of darkness by whatever legal access, we come by the mystery of priesthood. We come by the rod of a higher priesthood. And right now, as you shout the name Jesus, I decree and declare, everything that is a limitation in your life and your family, it gives way now. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout that name. I decree and declare, every power, every force, be gone now. Help them, please. Be gone now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I want to pray for the sick. I sang that song, the Lord put it in my heart. I'm not a Yoruba person, but you're going to help me. Oh Lord,
okay, hey,
I'm about to pray for the sick now. Listen, listen, listen. Please hear me, precious people of God. The Bible says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive. And he begins to list all of these things. Your healing has been purchased through the substitutionary sacrifice of the Christ. It is the truth. And the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I want to minister the life and the power of God to you now. Please listen. You will be amazed at what will happen to you right now. Take your eyes away from the infirmity, the death sentence. It doesn't matter what it is. I'd like you to believe there is a God of wonders. Now listen. I'm about to pray for the sick. Mighty things will happen here now. As soon as I pray for you, we'll get to a point where I will allow you to check yourself. And the miracles that happen, we'll have maybe one or two men of God, and then we'll just have you come, and then we'll testify. Then, before I will do the final impartation, that is very, very important. Hallelujah. Janet. Who is Janet? I hear a name, Janet. Janet. You're wearing like white or milk. You are at the back. You are to my right. To my right. The Lord is telling me that. Where is that? Come. What's your name, my dear? Where are you coming from? Huh?
Coming from SOS Children's Network. I'm staying with my auntie.
I want to pray for you. The Lord is turning your life around and that of your family. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I stretch my hands, let it be ended now. In the name of Jesus. Your name is Janet, ma? You didn't come here alone. Who did you come with?
Came with my reverend.
Your?
My reverend.
Your reverend. That is the man I want to pray for. Where is he? Please come. Is he here? Reverend, sir. Is he here? Please stand up. Come. Don't cry. This man you see has gone through what many people cannot go through. Come, sir. Please come. No, not to climb. Just come. Shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. He has come to you, his Israel. He is lifting you. This is Israel.
Sir, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. And the Lord is saying it will not be like before again. I'm taking you to new dimensions. Is this your wife, sir? Madam, please look at me. There is a grace that is coming upon you to pray for barren women. You hear what I'm telling you? God is bringing this grace upon you. Can I pray for you, ma? I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that anointing right now. It comes upon you. It will change your life. You will never be the same. Sir, I pray for you. I know you love the Lord, but you have gone through several things as the Lord reveals to me. But sir, I stand in partnership with all the graces in this house to let you know God is still a lifter of men. And I prophesy to you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For even tonight, God is doing a new thing. I release grace upon you. Let it take you to heights unimagined. Receive it now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me pray for you, ma. You are the vessel that God used. Come. Please come. Let me pray for you. Will you believe everything I tell you? Will you believe if I tell you by May, God is going to send someone to bless you in a way that has never happened in your life? Will you believe me? Hold my hands. Blessed is she that believes, the Bible says, for unto her there shall be a performance of those things. I declare by the spirit of faith, in the name of Jesus, I activate favor now and May. Let your life change in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. He has come to you, this Israel. I want to pray for the sick now. Where is this woman coming from? But you see, truly evil is... I'm looking at this woman. Madam, please don't be embarrassed. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm looking at this woman and I'm seeing a coffin. And I'm seeing this woman's body inside. Already. This mama standing here. You see, nothing just happens until it is finished. Hallelujah. The Bible says they are taken for a prayer and none saith restore. There has to be a voice that says restore. Mama, can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Where are you from? Huh?
I'm from Edo State. Ouch.
You're a member of this church?
No.
Can I pray for you? Please hold my hands. Father, this is why you anointed us. I represent a government that is superior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak over you. Death, you are a spirit, you have a voice. And I declare the name of Jesus be lifted from off this woman. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four people. The Lord is rebuking the spirit of death. Listen, listen. The power of God is coming on them now. You may not even know. This is your family. In the name of Jesus. The grave is a spirit. It can call people into it. In the name of Jesus, I declare the power of the grave. Oh grave, where is your sting? Oh death, where is your victory? Be free right now from every operation of death. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you seeing this? I'm rebuking death. And she's standing here. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yahweh. Oh yeah, yeah, say
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please place your hand right now. I want to pray with you. I apologize, but I'm seeing the power of God come on one of the ministers, and the Lord is telling me that will be a sign for the healing anointing to begin to flow. This is very strange, but that's what the Lord is telling me. I want to pray for the sick now. Please make contact with the part of your body you're trusting God for. And if it's your part of your body you cannot touch, just touch your chest and believe God. But one of the people here, the power of God is coming on you as the sign of the release of the healing anointing. I'm just acting as the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to my ears. We want to pray for the sick right now. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Here comes the fire. You see the fire just come. And that person, you are not only a sign, but you are also receiving the healing anointing. The healing grace is a real grace. Now, as I'm speaking, it's coming on someone. Let's pray. I pray for the sick now. Please agree with me. In the name of Jesus. Believers, shout amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I rebuke every devil of infirmity. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. But now I release healing. Help them, please. The power of God is touching them. You feel like fire just going through your body. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Peptic ulcer, be healed in the name of Jesus. Migraines, be healed in the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing several blood conditions. Several blood conditions. I'm seeing the Lord heal people right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord performed that miracle. Constant urination. The Lord is bringing healing to that person now. In the name of Jesus. Pounding headache. I declare be healed in Jesus' name. Anyone here on crutches, I declare be healed right now. Stand up from that crutch in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every kind of blindness, partial, complete blindness, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Help that lady, please. There's a miracle happening to her. I'm seeing something being loose from her stomach. In Luke 12, he said, loose her and let her go. I mean, a woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. Now, I'm praying for someone. I'm seeing a number of people with lumps. Breast lump and different parts of your body. I'm praying it will leave now. I prophesy, let it go now. Let it go now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing someone of an acute condition of pile. Pile. This is a very serious condition. But in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let the healing power of Jesus touch you now. There's someone here, you've started having symptoms of what would later be stroke. The power of God is on her. That's her. The Lord is healing her now. You feel pains and sometimes numbness around your hands and your feet. The anointing of the Spirit is touching you right now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Be healed now. I'm seeing someone, you are not blind, but you have severe pains on your eyes. Severe pains. When you look at light, that pain just comes. Right now, the power of God is touching you. God is touching this woman that just shouted right now. There's an anointing coming on you right now. In the name of Jesus, be completely delivered now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone you have, it's not a chest condition, but your heart. There's a position that you cannot sleep on. You know, if you turn and sleep that way, you will get up with severe pains. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are not pregnant, but you found out that your stomach is beginning to bloat in a strange way. And this is not a diet issue. This is a very demonic issue. I declare right now, be healed in Jesus' name. You are hearing, but you feel like there's water at the left side of your ear. The Lord is bringing you healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Please don't be embarrassed. I'm praying for you. I'm seeing the Lord is showing me a lady here. You've had severe bleeding and this situation is fibroid. I don't know whether you are aware or not, but it's fibroid. Severe pains and bleeding, especially around your lower abdominal region. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Touching you right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, before we take testimonies, the Lord is showing me someone. There is a boil,
that comes out in a part of your body, no matter how you treat it, it continues to resurface again. No matter what you do, it's very discomforting and very painful. No matter what you do, it continues to come. In the name of Jesus, right now as I'm speaking, the power of God is coming on you. You will know instantly, you will receive a relief. In Jesus' name I declare, be healed now. There are two elderly people that the Lord is showing me now. You have what we call not just general body weakness, severe weakness. You cannot stand for 5 or 10 minutes, you begin to feel dizzy. And if care is not taken, you can fall to the ground. I declare right now life and strength to your body. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, I declare be completely healed now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what I want you to do for me. If it's not too much, may I request, dear woman of God, that you would come and just lead us in a 5-minute serious praise session. While that is happening, I want you to check yourself. And as God is touching you, some people who came out right from while I was ministering, the power of God has touched you. Check yourself. I don't know how we'll do it. Maybe we'll have one. Yes. Now, I'd like you to file. Make your way, check yourself and come right now. God is touching people. As we are taking the worship, I'd like for your hearts to be open and make your way right now. God is touching people. Check yourself, do what you couldn't do. Look, God is touching people. Are you celebrating miracles here? Praise the Lord. Make your way, check yourself and come right to the front here. Pastor is standing here. We are going to take the testimonies right now. Some of you, we need to run to the conveniences to check yourself, but do so quickly and make your way to the front right now. Do so and make your way to the front. Yes, ma'am.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord.
Are coming out for the testimonies, just let them be. Just let them come. Don't interrupt them. God bless you. People are coming out. All of you, please check yourself. The moment you find out a miracle has happened, come out quickly. Just come and stand here quickly. Young, old, whether or not they can speak English or Yoruba, whichever, just interpret it for them and let them come. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Mighty miracles. Mighty miracles. I hope you don't mind standing to testify with me. Praise the Lord. Now, let's very quickly, please come up. Someone help him. Your name. What happened to you? Quickly. What happened to you? Come. Okay.
Actually, I have a pain from my chest downward. It was just this morning, the morning section.
Yes.
I was having this number. When I started praying, I felt a free relief, like something just left me.
Completely. Come. Any pain now? Check yourself. No pain. It's gone. Give Jesus praise, everyone. In the name of Jesus. Never returns to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please sit down for 1 minute. Sit down for 1 minute. Yes, please. Come. Quickly.
Praise God.
Just face the camera quickly.
Okay, my name is Abigail. I came for ABM on Friday.
Okay.
And during the...
That's Abel Kuta now. Wow, amazing. Yeah. Okay.
During the program, you kind of called Abigail. When I got there, the protocols were like, you are treated. Okay. In my mind, I was like, God, just...
What happened now?
When God told me yesterday, I was telling the person I went with that I'm going to do a whole lot of things that I've never done before. I did a whole lot of jobs. Like, I'm somebody that died for a very long time. If you tell me that you're having a headache, a friend of mine will just come, I'm not feeling fine, what's wrong? I'm having a headache, I'm having stomach pain. I'm like, it's normal. Because I've never been one day free from it. But yesterday, no chest pain, no headache.
Completely. My God. Come, my dear. In the name of Jesus, you will never forget this moment. It goes and it leaves you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Quickly, please.
Well, I placed my hands on my eyes receiving healing. And when you said someone is sensitive to light, I have been for like, I can't
say. For how long?
For long.
And now, right now?
I was using glasses, but I stopped using.
Okay.
But right now, when you said it, I received the healing.
Look at the light. Any pain?
No.
Completely. Come on, give Jesus praise. Come, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord perfects your vision by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. For someone from today, this is how your meetings will be. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will be such a manifestation of signs, wonders, miracles. I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Go ahead,
praise
sir.
The Lord. When the man of God said some people have the spirit for speed, immediately I just felt within me, I just want to be running. I was running. I felt I was running. And I was being restrained. Still, I want to run. Because I just, that speed is within me. I want to be running. But I was restrained. When I was on the floor, I still want to be running. And since then, I'm feeling this heaviness within me.
What do you do, my friend?
Sir, I'm a nurse, sir.
You're a nurse?
Yes, sir.
You will be surprised to see what that anointing will make out of your life.
Amen.
You're not
Amen.
Running for nothing. New dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Quickly. Quickly. Quickly.
Praise God. As far back as 2013, I got involved in an accident. Ever since then, I've been having problems in my knee.
You had an accident? Yes, 2013?
Yes, I can't hold my knee. I feel pain.
And right now?
But when our father-in-law was praying, he said we should touch where we are feeling pain. With faith, I touched. I felt something moving on my knee. When he said we should do something that you cannot do, that you have not done before, I can't fold my knee like this before. So here I am.
Check yourself now. Jump up. Check yourself. Any pain. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, if God can restore an accidented knee, that means he can correct a misbehaving financial situation. It means he can correct a misbehaving academic situation. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, in the name of Jesus, grace for you. Go with the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. My God.
Praise the Lord. I was feeling serious temperature.
This is strange. Hold on. You see, sometimes the anointing works in a very strange way. There is a lady that will start shouting now in Yoruba. Now, this is strange. Forgive me. You see, the thing with this, our grace, eh? I don't know. This is what I saw in the spirit. That she's shouting and prophesying
in Yoruba. Now, I don't know what this means. Sometimes these things are signs and wonders. Much more than the delivery of what is happening, they strengthen your faith. There are realms you don't guess. There are things you cannot guess. Praise the Lord. And I saw the lady shouting in Yoruba. I don't know who the person is, but I'm seeing a prophetic word. It's not just shouting like shouting, a prophetic word in Yoruba. This word, utterances. I want someone to tell me what she's saying. That's why I'm saying. Hold on. This was how our parents used to be. Apostle Babalola and the great men. This is what used to happen in their meetings. Our generation has lost true power. I've only prophesied in Yoruba once in my life. I didn't know what I was saying. They may not have been educated, but they touch reality in the spirit. I'm praying that someone will seek God deep enough to carry some of these mantles back to the body. These were normal occurrences during their meetings. Those men touch power. They were not articulate. And because of their imbalances, they did not allow the Holy Spirit to flow with the kind of balance. But now our advantage is that in addition to these things, we now have illumination that can help us to dispense truth with understanding. Hallelujah. How do you sit down and face a crowd of thousands of people and say a lady will start prophesying in Yoruba? Does that look like trial and error? Do you know the kind of embarrassment you bring to yourself, your family, your destiny, just for guessing? Listen, you must learn your confidence is based on what happened at the burning bush. When you don't learn on stage. Please hear me, especially those of us who are coming up in ministry. This obsession for manifestation, you will disgrace yourself. Stay back and be thoroughly worked upon by the Spirit. Any great person will tell you, the woman of God is concurring with me. Some of you may be music artists, you just want invitation. You want album. The way to run is to wait. Once you stay with God. The Bible says, he that strives for mastery, that he is not crowned except he strives lawfully. We are still learning, we are still growing. But it's an inspiration to us. There is excellence in knowing what you are doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, so I used to have this seasonal temperature. But while he was praying for healing, he said we should put our hands on wherever was disturbing us. So
yes.
I put my hand on my back. And I felt that the temperature stopped. And I was also having serious migraine as at this period. While he was praying, the migraine stopped.
I'm seeing someone. An increase is coming for someone who works with Philips Consulting. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I just saw the name written. See, let me tell you. You see, the thing with the word of God is not trying to suggest. There is an ability of the spirit. Please hear me, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. The power of God is not a charm. When God speaks, he does not only reveal, he creates. This is how men are shifted. This is what makes people to want to come to church. Because your captivity of many years can be folded like a curtain. Every grace is at the mercy. Every challenge is at the mercy of the grace that confronts it. This is what I saw by the Spirit. It will happen. Hallelujah. Please hear me. If you're a man of God here, I beseech you by the message of God. pay the price to carry genuine anointing. This is how you become a blessing to people. That even if it's a handshake you give someone, that's the end of it. It's not idolizing people, but you can be so smeared with his grace that you become Beulah and Hephzibah. People want to see, if people must see you twice to be blessed, you are not a blessing. There should be such impact of his grace in your life. One encounter is enough. There were people who met Jesus once. And if the Bible tells us that we should follow after him, we must continue to be dissatisfied with where we are. I seek the Lord as if I've never encountered one drop of the anointing. I said it in Abeokuta, compared to where God is taking us, this is industrial training. In the name of Jesus, we will shake this nation with diamond. By his grace, we will lead an army that restores these mantles. We are tired of hearing stories. God did this before. God used this before. And bones began to be joined to bones. And flesh came, and it became once again an exceeding great army. God is using this testimony to encourage someone. Thank God for what God is doing in your life. But in this kingdom, there is no arrival. You have to continue to press. Thank God for the prophecy. Thank God for the healing. But I pray that as God lifts you, your knees will not be too far from the ground. That you will learn to go on your knees and say, Lord, thank you for what you have done. But compared to the grace that it takes to change nations, I am only starting. You remain ever hungry, ever passionate. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. So what happened
now,
to you now?
The migraine, the serious headache now is gone now and forever.
Please come. In the name of Jesus, never returns to you again. In Jesus' name. Please quickly. I would like to hear that woman's testimony. And that mama there, this other woman. Yes. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Victor. I prayed for a lady 2 Sundays ago who came for, she was looking for her husband. So while I was praying for her, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a chain on her 2 legs. So I prayed for her, and under the anointing, I break that chain.
What happened?
And after that, 2 Sundays ago, after the service, an arrow was shot at my right hand here. And God told me that an arrow was shot at me.
Okay.
So that I should be praying that it will give me a spiritual bulletproof and remove that arrow. So while you were praying,
everything left.
Even today in the service, while I was ministering, the pain was still there. That was when I fell under anointing, when you were praying, sir.
You were under the anointing.
And I downloaded your message, too many online, and I've been listening to it.
Come, you are a pastor. You see, let me use this, my dear brother. Please stand. Let me use this, my dear brother, to teach you something. I hope you're not embarrassed. Please stand. You see, the realm of the spirit has no respect and regard for titles. The system of dominion in the realm of the spirit is light, and the light shineth in darkness. I appreciate your honesty for standing. I mean, using, it's not very easy for a man of God to come and admit. I mean, you can see that there is a difference between the anointing that is dispensed for ministry and the anointing that secures your own immunity. It comes from light. This man is casting his spirit somewhere and it boomerangs on him. You can be excelling in ministry, but it doesn't mean you are excelling spiritually. The grace on your office can be doing wonders, whereas personally you are dying. You will be surprised. Elisha died of sickness and his bones raised the dead. That is the reason why you should never listen. Ministry performance does not necessarily reflect spiritual health. It is the grace of God that honors your office. You can be dying till you become a carcass, yet there can still be honey inside you. You will never partake of the honey. Others will take from it, whereas you are dying. That means that in as much as we minister by the Spirit, we as men of God must be honest before God and sustain grace to be broken all the time. To say, Lord, as I'm blessing people, search my own life. Increase me. So that you don't end up blessing the world and just die cheaply one day. Are we together? Sir, I want to pray for you. Thank God for your honesty. But I want to pray for greater light and greater power. You understand? Hold my hands. Father,
honor the honesty of your servant. I declare, take him to levels in the spirit, heights and dimensions untold. I set you free from the plague of darkness. In the name of Jesus, return a sign and a wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Yes, please. God bless you. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, church. I think some of you know me. I came here, I testified to the goodness of God healing upon my life a few weeks ago. Let me just cut it short. On Thursday, I had this, I've been having it off and on, off and on. When I had the healing of, I can't take what I don't live a normal life, which God healed me through Pastor Shola for years.
Don't cry, madam. Many people never know what people go through. You see, the Bible said to comfort those that mourn. It takes more than counseling grace to comfort those who mourn. To comfort them does not mean to sympathize with that situation. It means to change it. Hallelujah. Please cheer up, madam.
Praise the Lord, church. On Thursday, I woke up, not move this part of my body.
You could not move this part of your body.
Yes, I can't. Because my children have gone through a lot with me. I just try to pretend. And one person that even if I am dying, they will not know. Nobody knows what I am going through until I have an encounter with Pastor when he came to my children's school. So I was like, God, you know how if I don't go out, my children don't eat. Sorry to say it, I hug things. And I carry them here. I say, God, please, how am I going? And I had the program. We have even planned of this program. I said, I will definitely be here. We are told, my son says, we are going to stay here till evening.
Yes,
I
what
said,
happened,
that
madam?
Is that. That is it. On Friday, when we went to school, the thing became worse. I called a friend. I said, just a customer. I said, Auntie, look at what I'm going through. I cannot move. I can't even hear with this mic. Yes, all here, down. Ha. He said, maybe it's that thing you're kind of told you to. I said, no, just forget it. Now he gave me a number to a doctor who I called. And she said, it's partial stroke.
My God. And right now, ma, please don't cry. What happened to you here?
I can hear. We didn't hear. I can hear very well. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
How about the pain here?
I can.
Madam, walk.
I
go.
Can.
Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do, Jesus? The name above every other name. What can you change? What can you change, Jesus? Someone encourage your faith in the Lord.
You are able, greater by divine. You are able.
In the name of Jesus, stretch your hands towards this dear woman of God. The church is praying for you. The church is not a weak force. The church is a powerful force. We are coming under the corporate anointing and we declare over you, in the name of Jesus Christ, your body is perfected. In the name of Jesus, strength, perfection. We rebuke stroke now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, gone forever. God bless you. Yes, please. My God, we'll find somewhere to stop. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I'm going to start from the beginning. In 2014, when I came to bury my father, during the ceremony...
You came to bury your father?
I came in 2014.
Where are you from, madam?
I live in New York.
Okay.
So I came to bury my father in 2014. When I came during the ceremony, there's this lady that came and she used her hands to rub my eyes.
During the burial, she used her eyes to, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. I stand by the God of heaven. Anyone who digs a pit for you will fall into it. Let me tell you this. I know you may not like what I'm saying, but not all men have faith. There are people who are evil. I wish I were lying, but it's the truth. Now, you can imagine. Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead. I was just touched by a testimony. She comes from New York for a burial of her father, and someone comes to... Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
And since then, I've been having pain in my eyes, and sometimes I cannot look the light. If I have to go out, I have to wear some glasses. I have two sisters from New York. They can attest to that. Yeah,
where are
they? Came from New York. Just
oh, I
for
see.
You. Yeah, that's Chima and that's Emilia. Yeah.
Oh, you came to see me?
Came to see you from New York. Yes.
I came in yesterday evening. She came in on Monday. This is the letter I was writing to say we are here.
I see. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Your life must. God bless you. Thank you. We'll see you after the service. God bless you. Thank you. So what happened to you now?
Now when you mentioned the eye condition, I felt a tightness and a relief.
Completely. Now you can see.
I can see.
Goodness. Give Jesus praise. Look at this. In the name of Jesus, be perfected now. Be perfected forever. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Celebrate Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I've been battling catarrh for the past years.
And what happened now?
What happened when you said we should touch every part
yes.
of our body? And I touched it and I thank God that the thing is
completely
gone.
Come, my friend. It never returns to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Quickly. Let's just use a few minutes. The woman of God, I will plead with her. This I will do it. Once I just stop somewhere and pray, we'll do the impartation. But the woman of God will give us 5 minutes of serious praise. You're about to use the mystery of a dance to drive away. Listen. Even if you don't know how to dance, just imagine the pain you have gone through and let it inspire you. Dancing is luxury for me. So you are not alone. But let me tell you the truth. You have to insist. We are not joking. The Bible says, let the high praise of God be upon their lips, and then a double-edged sword on their hands. We may sound like we are just wasting our time, but there is a reason why God brought the woman of God. And we are going to have that high, serious high praise. Those your dear people, my God, I mean, those gentlemen, we are going to do something serious here. Afterwards, you will receive the grace that you will be a testament of the wonder of God's mercy. Yes, please, very quickly.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God because I've had this condition also for a while now. And as pastor prayed,
yes,
I felt a relief.
Completely.
I was standing there, I was still having doubts. But something said, come out, testify. I came out, I was still feeling uneasy. I just want to return all glory because I
come.
Need that.
In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Go ahead.
I have the testimony.
One. Okay,
the last
two.
Mercy program we had.
The last, okay, the conference, January. Okay.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
On Tuesday, my daughter fell from a storage building. She hit her head on the floor.
Pastor, look at this. Her daughter fell from where?
A storage building.
In Lagos, yeah?
Bleeding, yes, in Lagos.
Oh my God.
She was really bleeding. But thank God, that same day, she was very active. Secondly, I want to thank God for my brother in the U.S. The doctors found some cancer in his body, but they don't know where the trace is. Last week, I was called that he was rushed to the hospital, that I was not feeling too well. I prayed about it. On Friday, I had a dream. I saw you in my dream. I was telling you about my brother. You now said, oh dear. Immediately you followed me to the room. You prayed for him. And another phase, I saw him standing up, agile, very happy, very alive.
Let me assure you, the devil cannot use my face
to come to. Let me just say it straight. Are we together? Most times God uses faces to represent graces. So what you saw was the hand of the Lord personified. So let me do what you saw in the dream. What's his name?
Adegoke Eyiowa.
Call it.
Adegoke Eyiowa.
Ah. I need to get a Yoruba lesson teacher. I've come, honestly, someone will have to volunteer to teach me sound Yoruba. I mean, sometimes you sing the songs and I'm standing and I'm saying, oh, come on, please. I'm not so dull. I see someone volunteering already. Praise the Lord. I need to learn this thing. It's very easy. Is it easy? I need that testimony from a non-Yoruba person who speaks Yoruba fluently. I receive the grace. I will receive impartation. Remind me to sow a seed into your life. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, perfection for him. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, please.
Pastor, I was listening to your message, the power of productivity. I was listening to your message, the power of productivity. I fell under the anointing and I got my deliverance that night.
Wow.
I found myself outside destroying things because our house is there's a upstairs.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Bielsa State.
Bielsa. You were listening to a message.
Yes.
You fell under the anointing.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
The power of productivity. That's it.
The power of productivity.
When you were driving out the demon, I said, I did not know myself, sir. Please, sir, this testimony is much. Please, let me just bring
No. If it's much, just go straight to the point. We understand.
Right.
We can discern your passion.
Right.
Believe
right.
me.
After that day, the Spirit of God was in my house. Even my friend was falling under the anointing throughout the week. Even the month, he was falling under the anointing. So, I fell into temptation. I fell into temptation, sir. So, since then, I noticed
what,
that...
What happened to you now?
Now,
what's the testimony? Just straight to the
spirit
point.
The spirit of madness came upon me when I saw myself under water, trying to get married with a lady. So
you saw yourself
under water. Yes, that was last night.
Trying to get married.
Married, yes, with a lady.
According to God's design for marriage, marriage is not by force. So if you see a spirit trying to join you by force, it's violating God's principles. Marriage happens, two cannot work. Listen. You see what this man. Okay, no problem. Listen, God has helped you. You are in the household of David. Let me tell you this. You can see that this, my dear... Now, there are people with these kinds of strange experiences. And if you don't sustain enough light and power to be free, you will be surprised that it will follow you. Are we together now? Now the Lord is that spirit, my friend. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Be free now. Be free forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Please go, you are free. Let's see if we can take just four or five so that we can quickly do the impartation. Yes, please.
Apostle, I hardly remember my dreams, but then I remember this vividly. I saw someone stoned me on my head.
Stoned you?
Yeah. And for like 2 weeks now, I've been complaining to
you. You see
my
the
brother.
Kind of dreams that people have. A dream was designed by God to be a prophetic vehicle where you receive spiritual things. These kinds of experiences are antichrist, where you have useless dreams that have no prophetic. All through the Bible, every time you saw stoning, it was judgment on Goliath, hailstone coming from heaven. So there is nothing edifying here. As far as this is concerned, this is a demonic thing. You use scripture to interpret experiences. That's how you don't get into error. Are we together now? What happened tonight, sir?
Tonight, while we were praying, I was just lying down and praying for mercy and favor. And when you ask us to lay our hands on wherever is paining us, then
yes,
I
have
to put my hand on that head. Right now, I feel nothing. I feel no pain. Nothing.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless your head. I bless your understanding. Your memory is blessed. In Jesus' name. Please, quickly.
About 5 years ago, I found out there was a breast lump in my breast, in my right breast. At some point, I found a second one develop. The bigger one that was there a few months ago, it was formerly movable, but a few months ago, it attached itself to the breast tissue. So it was no longer movable, and I was scared already. But after you prayed for those that had breast lump, I realized the bigger one that had attached itself to the breast tissue had gone. Although the smaller one was still there, but the bigger one had disappeared.
Reminds me of the story in the Bible. It said, your sins be forgiven. And they say, which one is greater? Be healed or your sins be forgiven? The power that forgives sins is the same power that heals. The power that takes away the bigger breast lump is the same power that takes away every planting, everything that has not been planted by my Father. The Bible says it will be uprooted. In the name of Jesus, my dear, I agree with you and I pray. God is not Alpha alone, He's also Omega. So when He starts, you can remind Him that you are also Omega. Lord, don't start and leave me halfway. When you start anything, finish it. I use a testimony to prophesy to someone that God has already started something. A project has started, a building, your academics, and it looks like you will not finish. I release the finisher's anointing upon you. In the name of Jesus. And for you, my dear, I decree and declare, all the lumps disappear. In the name of Jesus. You have no business with cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I'm Victoria.
Let me know where we can just stop.
I'm Victoria Daniel. I'm an actress from Jos. I moved to Lagos to pursue my career and I started a business.
You are so, an actress?
Yes, from Jos. So after 1 year, they will attack my business. After 1 year again, they will attack my business. So exactly 1 year this year, that was January 22nd, I met a lady. She's indeed a blessing to me. So she introduced me to Koinonia and I was listening to Daddy's Book of Remembrance. While I was really listening to it, they've already destroyed my business as usual after 1 year. I was busy listening to the Book of Remembrance. I went somewhere to submit a CV. They just called me and said, sister, I don't know who brought you this in, but can you start coming? I came immediately. Before you know, I got a job with Happic and they paid me money and I was able to restore my business back to life. So when Daddy was saying, he said, any tech business, I don't know what happened to my spirit, but I saw like a plant that was dead. It was coming back to life. And I know that my business is back to life. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Not only will you get a job with Happy, God will grant you access to the city. In the name of Jesus. I pray that God will give you the courage to not act nonsense.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we need believers that love Jesus genuinely, and we, hallelujah. Hello, are we together? Listen, do not let anyone deceive you that standing for Jesus is a loss. Are we together? I truly pray for you, my dear, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord use your life as an example.
Amen.
To show people. The Bible says in Psalm 112, blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. He said, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. Then he says, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. He says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and yet his righteousness endures forever. The kind of blessing that comes through compromise is not a true blessing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, my dear. Grace, find favor. Let the grace that was upon Esther rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Can we take two or three people, maybe from this my dear lady? Yes, we can. Please don't feel bad. Don't be discouraged. I will stretch my hands and I will pray for you. We just have to work with time. Yes, please.
Good evening. Okay, for
yes, straight to the point. What happened?
I
now
stammer.
Yeah. Oh, you stammer?
Yes.
Don't feel bad. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the Lord will perfect you and give you confidence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go ahead.
For over 5 years, I used to have a ganglionic cyst on my wrist.
I see.
I remember going to see it a surgeon, and he said no need, that 9 out of 10 times it still comes back after the operation. But at work, a friend of mine told me that you'll be coming here in January.
Yes.
And after that meeting, for some strange reasons, I didn't even remember that there was something
that you had something there.
And ever since I saw the wrist, the ganglionic cyst has gone.
Look at it. Look at it, Pastor. It's gone forever. A cyst that was on her hand, she came for the Mercy Conference and it's gone forever. Everything that should not be in your life, that is in your life, I command the same way this cyst disappeared, may it disappear now. My dear, I bless you in the name of Jesus. It goes and lives forever. May the Lord honor you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
There's this leg condition we normally have. Like, when I trek, I used to feel a very, very sharp pain under my leg.
Okay.
In fact, there was a time that my dad was not working for a period of time. So I just believe that this thing is what.
Where are you from?
I'm from Borno State, sir.
Borno State?
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Okay.
So, when you were praying, I felt this hot pain under my leg.
Yes.
At some point, I was even telling some of my colleagues that, come, maybe it's this Lagos trekking and everything. But I knew that it is not. So, but after you were praying, I felt this sharp pain
and
under
right
my
now,
leg. Right now, something just came and everything just cooled down. I can walk very well, no problem.
Check yourself, any
very,
pain?
No pain, Papa.
Completely.
And secondly, 4 years ago, I lost my joy in Kaduna State when I was 7. I lost my joy. Papa, I'm not a happy person. When people see me, they will think I'm a happy person. But when you prayed for restoration, something down on my head. I knew I was delivered.
Don't cry. If you lose joy, you really lost. Because it takes joy to recover money. It takes joy to recover many things. Are we together now? The Bible says, for with joy shall you draw. So when you lose your fetcher, you will see water and yet be thirsty. It's well. It's well, my dear. The Lord Himself is restoring you. Let me request, please, just walk to the woman of God, huh? She will just lay her hands and speak over you. There's always room for restoration. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for years now, there used to be something big, this place.
Something big?
Yes.
Okay.
Like mass. If I sleep, it will look as if it's like the hand of a child, but it's big. But now, this place, I was feeling like fire.
Fire.
Yes, when we were praying.
Okay.
Only. So I was touching that place.
Touch the mask now. It's gone.
I went to the toilet to check. It's not there.
Completely. Look at this. Miracles are real. They are not stage managed. How long has it been?
Since when I was in primary school.
It's been there. You feel it every night.
Like, I don't even do it like this. It will come out like.
It will come out like. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, possible becomes possible. In the name of Jesus. My dear, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, it will never return to you again. You see, the way to provoke compassion is that you imagine that she was your wife. Are you seeing that now? It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please, let this be the... Okay, please. Yes. You don't have to hold it,
praise
madam.
The
just,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm here for the first time.
Wow.
My elder sister invited me to this program. What really happened to me, since January, I have been bleeding. Till now. But I went to...
Since January?
Yes.
My God.
I went to the hospital and they said it's miscarriage. But this has been evacuated. But since then, the bleeding continued. I have to call the attention of my elder sister. She came to me. I was living at Ijoko Songo. She said, I know you believe in Christ. I said, yes. She opened her WhatsApp and opened the program you did last. I don't know. Some messages are there. She said, can you tap to these messages? I heard this is the period you should rise and pray.
I had, let the word of God dwell in you and speak through that word, it will surely fight for you.
And what happened to you now, my dear?
But what really happened is that I had a dream and found myself somewhere. I found someone with white cap, and the person held my tummy. I said, sorry, what happened to your tummy? Then I found myself in a room again. I wanted to open the door of that room, and I found a black dog hold my hand. Then immediately I remember those words. See, the pastor said we should meditate the word of God and we should dwell in us. Then I begin to decree. I said, arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God, for thou art smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone and broke the teeth of ungodly. And this thing disappeared. So I went for a scan. Then they said there are some things that are still remain during the evacuation,
yes,
that they didn't pack it well. So
what is the test?
See, but my testimony today is that through those words, I got my healing. And Holy Spirit gave me a song to sing that, you are the living God, oh. You are the living God, oh. You are the living God, oh. All around the king, that was the song.
Hallelujah. You see how God lifts people? She may not be a musician, but one song with fire from heaven. You may even be a musician. You're a musician. You see it now? So you can receive a song with fire from heaven that will increase you. Place your hand on your stomach. You will not be barren. In the name of Jesus. And I pray you will receive songs from heaven. In the name of Jesus. The songs will bless the church and bless you too. Go. It's well with you. In Jesus' name. Are we done? That's the last one. Okay. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, I was here on January when you had the last program here.
Yes.
While you were praying, I tapped the prayer and I believe God. I said, God, please let this problem I'm having, let it just end once and for all. For 3 years, from 2017 to 2019, my menstruation stopped. And that period I'm supposed to see my menstruation, I'll be feeling severe pains. So at times I won't be able to go to the toilet, I won't be able to ease myself properly. I've gone to the hospital, they said that there's all kind of stuff they call it. I don't know what they mentioned for me, but I said it's not my portion. But on that January, I was at the other side.
Okay.
I was praying. So I felt somehow that day. On the 10th of February, I started seeing my menstruation.
After 3 years, when you hold my hand, becomes possible when you hold my hands. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we command supernatural restoration and stability. Your circle is restored, and I use as a point of contact to pray for anyone with any kind of irregular circle. We declare stability now in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I want to pray for you. I sincerely apologize. I wish we could take the testimonies. I really am sorry. We do not downplay the power of God upon your life, but I stretch my hands and I bless all of you. I know that there are many more that could not come out. In Jesus' name, I declare that which God has done in your life remains permanent. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which God has done in your life remains permanent. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Now, this is what I want you to do. You can go back to your seat. If they do call you after the service, you may just want to pen down your testimony, or better still, you can return back, just scrabble it down, and then you can give any of the officials. God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, please, I know that our time is gone, but in the next 5 minutes, I want the woman of God to minister under the fullness of the anointing of her grace. This is where we're using praise as a weapon to provoke supernatural dimensions of grace. Don't just dance, don't just shout. See God arising in the midst of your situation. Because when she's done, I'm going to be speaking over your life and your situation. Believe me when I tell you, you must return with a testimony. Pastor Shola said something prophetically before I came up. He said the only thing that will not live your life is what what you choose, is it what you choose to retain back or something like that? So while you are celebrating God, the Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang, and suddenly there was an earthquake. God himself came. Hallelujah. So we are going to honor the woman of God. I know that she's an anointed woman. There is a mighty grace upon her life. And household of David, she's bringing a dimension of grace in and through praise. And I know our time is gone, but I want you to do this with understanding. Bring your family members in your mind. Bring your business in your mind. Bring every delay, your academics, your ministry. As you celebrate God in advance, let your heart be open. And you will be surprised at the kind of doors that God will open. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me who was the final
Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please listen. What witchcraft could not do to Elijah? A dance. A lady danced in a way and manner that the king said, what should be done? There is a way you dance before the king. He was willing to give up to half of his kingdom. Kings were not fools. Hallelujah. We're wrapping up this conference. You have danced before God. Was it not David that danced before the ark? And his wife said, you are disgracing yourself. And God had it. Some of you, this dance you have danced. Huh? In the name of Jesus, the sorrow that will make you to dance only once, I take it out of your life. Please listen to me. Your God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He will put his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Every closed door, makabarus kalikata, no matter how long it has been, it didn't open for your father. It didn't open for your mother. I stand by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, that door opens now. That door opens now. That door opens now. And the wine presser forgot Joseph for 2 years. But when his time came, he said, I remember my wrong. Whoever must remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I open the book of remembrance for your sake. Please believe it. Please believe it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me pray for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And God opened the womb of Hannah. And God opened the womb of Rachel. I decree and declare. Like Prophet Eli spoke to Hannah, according to the time of life, return with your miracle children. Hear me? The Bible says, have you heard this proverb that a nation is born in one day? I want to pray for you. There are some of you, what God will do this coming week, not next year, this week that is coming, in the name of Jesus, let it surprise you. Step into prepared blessings. Step into open doors. Hallelujah. I stand in faith prophetically. Help that lady. With the woman of God. Some of you are called into the worship ministry. Please listen to me. This thing is not just about singing. There is a grace that announces you. There is a reason why God allowed the woman of God to come. And her dear husband. I stand in agreement with their graces. Whoever is called into the worship ministry. In the name of Jesus. The sounds from heaven. And the men who will identify your grace and place a demand on it, I open that door for you now. It's very prophetic by the Spirit that God is ready to lift people to strange dimensions. But let me tell you, sometimes we cannot rise because the level of light that will support our growth is not there. Therefore, I speak. The spirit of revelation that must come upon your life and shapakatu salabragata batuzikata and shift you to a new dimension. May that grace rest on you now. Hallelujah. Let me pray over your finances. Please don't believe anybody who tells you being blessed is not good. Don't believe that nonsense. There are more troubles in a man's life when you lack resources. Are we together? The Bible says, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. It is true that there are dimensions to wealth that has to do with value and productivity. And it's important to press into those dimensions. But let me tell you, there is a prophetic dimension of wealth. Wealth by the finger of God. I stand by the God of heaven who is the helper of men. And I speak to you. Between now and the next 3 months, by the God of heaven, may your financial destiny change to a new dimension. Please believe it.
Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody, in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice and say, yeah, yeah.
Everything that left you that should not have left, by the power of prophecy, in the name of Jesus, I call it back. Amen. Hear me. The same grace that came upon the animals to move by themselves to the ark of Noah. He opened the door and the animals came by themselves. 2 by 2, 7 by 7, every blessing, may they queue up like you dance and enter your life. I prophesy by the God of heaven, favor, lifting, open doors, may they queue up and enter your life. I pray for those who are students, undergraduate, postgraduate. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, first the help that you need to finish, I release it upon you now. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, trusting God for a job. In the name that is above all names, return with a job that is honorable. In the name of Jesus. The kind of favor that you have never seen. My brothers and my sisters, I stand in agreement with the graces in this house, and I decree and declare strange favor over your life. Let favor come according to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. If you can give it to us, please give it to us quickly. We're wrapping up. Exodus 3 verse 21 says, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Emptiness has an explanation. I pray whatever has made your hand empty, your mind empty, your account empty, in the name of Jesus Christ, may favor fill it up now. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the noisome pestilence, the destruction that wasted in noonday. I stand and I declare, everything looking for you to enter the grave, I curse it from your life now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Master, we have toiled all night. Nevertheless, I want to pray for someone. You have tried it. From this conference, go again. Do the business again. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for your spiritual life. Because listen, If all you receive is cars, houses, blessings, and you are barren spiritually, you don't have much. The excellency of a man's life is the depth, the richness of your knowledge of God. What destroyed your prayer life? Let's pray. Father, the kind of fire that must come upon your prayer altar, the grace to travail, the grace to fast, carry that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please hear me. For some of us, it's the spirit of slumber that needs to leave. You open your Bible and you sleep and sleep till it is morning. No, that is not the destiny. It's not the pattern of the great. You must sustain the discipline to stay with the word. One more time I pray. Whatever has happened to your prayer life that is not of God, I command restoration now. I prophesy over your word study life. The grace to have passion for the word. The grace to sit down and study in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Hear me. Any relationship in your life that is not profiting your spiritual growth, please hear me. Any relationship in your life, Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the scornful, who does not stand in the way of sinners, who does not walk in the way of the scornful. He says his delight is in the law of the Lord. Many of us want to make progress, but our associations, our loyalty to friends and groups, we were secondary school classmates. This night, I sever you from every relationship that is not of God. The Bible says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us. And then it says to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking up to Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. The grace to stand for Jesus, unapologetically and truthfully. May that grace rest upon you. Can I pray for your family? How many of you know you are not truly free if you are the only one who is free? As for me and my house. It was because it was only Joseph that had the dream that he got into trouble. If all of them had dreams, they would not kill anyone. I pray for you. As God is lifting you this night, may the angel of his presence go to every home and everywhere your loved ones are located, and ensure that signs and wonders are wrought in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm rounding up. Whoever is holding what is not, what is your own, Marisa Kabaruza Gatabaliata, may my God overturn. May my God overturn. May my God overturn until it enters your hand. Finally, let me pray. You have come to Tabernacle here, especially for the precious workers in this ministry. Scripture declares that a worker is deserving of his wages. There are benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. It's profitable to serve God. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, most especially the workers. In the name of Jesus, step into new dimensions of possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let me wrap up again by speaking favor over this precious church. I love this church with all my heart, and I pray that in the name of Jesus, step into new levels of influence, new levels of favor. In the name of Jesus. I appreciate everyone. May the Lord bless you and increase you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeshua, Amasia, Lion of Judah, Habune Temba, Yeshua,
I want to make this important announcement before we share the grace. Please, I want everybody to hear me. Ushers, can you please, we will do this without after the grace, you can do it. Can you put the offering basket down, please? After the grace, if you are led to sow a seed to give to the ministers, Apostle Seman, Minister Bukola Bekis, I shared with us in the morning, or I didn't share, just announced to us that here we don't say, come and give 10,000, come and give 20,000, but we tell people as the Lord leads you. But one thing is certain, the Bible clearly teaches on the fact that when you are ministered to, you give. Galatians 6:7, let him that is taught the word. Please, in this kind of atmosphere, now, as I'm talking, there are those who are living. No problem. People do that every now and then. Little things that Christians do that they don't understand. I have always told people, never let anybody minister to you. When, if you don't feel anything, don't bother yourself. There is no room for pretending in the kingdom of God. But if you are in a meeting and you sense an anointing, please give something. It's important. Yeah. If we understood this all along, nobody will need to be casual, anybody in the body of Christ, come and sow this and receive this. And I know, when you feel that you are touched by God, no patriarch had an encounter with God without raising an altar and sacrificing. Check your Bible all through. And then that is Old Testament. In New Testament, we are told that when we are, this is Paul talking, that let him that is taught the word. He said to the Philippian church, he said, nobody communicated with me except in the area of giving, he said, except you, the Philippian church. Then he said in chapter 4, my God shall supply. People quote that scripture without doing what the Philippian church do, what they did. The important truth is that Paul was clear about the fact that I didn't say this to other churches because they didn't do what you are doing or what you have done, so I am telling you. So they will project the account number of the church again. We will write, definitely, ministers don't come here without us giving to them. We don't do that in this church and tell people, okay, thank you, God bless you. Freely you receive, freely you have given. No, the Bible teaches that we should do that. Jesus said there were many widows in Zarephath, so none was Elijah sent. Only the one that gave Elijah bread also received the multiplication, so that you will not accuse God of partiality. I got born again in GSS 3, I built a grammar school. It's almost 27 years now, and I've discovered that between that time and now, believers walk into an atmosphere of power. They feel God there, they go home, and after a week, they can't perceive anything happening. It is because no response on the part of the receiver. So Paul said, if you are taught the word, you also give to the teacher. Paul said so, and that is the Bible. And I'm not saying this about this meeting only. Anywhere you find yourself and you sense an anointing in the atmosphere, don't just say, oh, Father, thank you, and just move. No. The Bible encourages and expects you that you sow a seed. So when we share the grace, if you are led, please give a seed. Everything will pass to the ministers. And if you transfer to the church account, we are writing a check also. Please, somebody should do something. You should do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. After the morning session, the Lord gave me one powerful instruction. He told me what to do, and I've already done it. I don't joke with instruction. Please, these people from South Africa, I just have, don't worry, in 2-3 minutes, you waited, just wait, will be true, just some announcement. Mrs. Bola Imabore and Mrs. Taiwo Shoinka from South Africa, after the service, please come to the office, and then the American people can come to the office also. Amen. The apostle will see you briefly. Hallelujah. And then, if you are a foreign delegate, you are from, I'm not partial. If you are in Nigeria, don't worry. God lives in Nigeria. He visits other places. Are you with me? The problem we had in Abuja, a lady came from Germany and I had to bring her forward. Also, when people travel that far to fly into a meeting, the Bible says you give honor to whom it is necessary to just say thank you to them and leave them with a word of prayer before they go back. It's important. When I went for Kenneth Copeland's meeting, they called out all of us that came from foreign countries and they pray for us. It's necessary. It has to be done. Amen. Are you with me? All of you that are students, now please, if you are in any college, any institution around Lagos, and you need a bus to pick you every Sunday to come to church, wait until Captain Dick, can you stand up, or any of the pastors. We are willing. We learn some people want to come to church from some schools every Sunday, and they believe that it's not easy. We have buses. We run buses every Sunday. We can do take care of that by the grace of God. Also, there will be a service on Wednesday. All of you listening to me, don't come on Wednesday service. I'm actually inviting you to come this Wednesday. And if you work on the island, we do island services on Tuesdays. By the grace of God, I'll be there on Tuesday. 7 to 8, Viceroy's Restaurant, right on Akeodeshola in VI. everybody working on the island today, can I invite you specially on Tuesday, just 1 hour? But it's always a powerful 1 hour. I'm inviting every one of you working on the island to join. And if you're on the mainland, join us here on Wednesday, 7 to 8:15 also on Wednesday. All right? Praise the Lord. Is that okay? Shall we rise? Can we thank God for Apostle? We love you. We love you, sir. When we will soon move from here, or we buy the land around. Once we do, we will build a place for Apostle. When he's in Lagos, he's not staying in any hotel. He's staying in the compound. Isn't that wonderful? And none of you will disturb him. I want to thank our man of God. I want to thank the dear man of God, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Becky. Thank you. I thank you, ma. I thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Always willing to be here with us and being a blessing to us. Thank you. Apostle, we love you so much. You are leaving tomorrow morning. So I see we should hold you. Abiyakuta is feeling. When he was leaving, I saw people were crying. Because we announced that the meeting will not hold again. And because we've done 4 years. And the Lord told me when I was on a retreat in December that after the fourth year, we should stop for 3 years. And it pained a lot of people. But the third night, you must obey God and not push a meeting beyond what is. Yeah. A pastor told me that, you doubled the attendance last year. Why are you stopping? I said, well, it's not me. God started it and he said that, hold on for 3 years. Left to me also, I'm not happy that we are stopping. But we must obey the Spirit of God. Apostle, thank you so much. Always wanting to come around, loving us. And thank you for pouring your heart. Thank you so much. If somebody else ministered the way you did on Friday, they will rest for 1 week. On Friday, and this is Sunday, and again, this is happening tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. We appreciate you, sir. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Are we ready to share the grace? Shall we let Apostle and Sister Becky go? The ministers from Winners. Any other announcement, please? Is there anything I'm missing? If this is your first time in this church, come next week Sunday, we'll give you a special gift. There's nowhere to put. If you say all first timers, we are taking you. There's nowhere. Everywhere is occupied right now, down to outside. So on Sunday, if today is your first time, this is your first time in this church, come next Sunday, we have a special celebration for you. Okay? So I want all the first timers to be around next Sunday. Let's treat you as our guests and accept a bit of our hospitality. All the men of God around, we appreciate you. I honor every pastor around. We thank you. My wonderful covenant friend, Pastor Joseph from Edo State, from Benin. I love you, Pastor Kikwelumi. I appreciate you, sir. I salute all the men of God around. Please, all the pastors can be, the senior pastors can be allowed to go to the back also, please. Yeah, they can follow Sister Becky's and Apostle. God bless you. Shall we share the grace? Are we ready? Have you been blessed today? Sorry for the heat. Don't, by next time you come here, you'll see more ACs here. In fact, you're begging us to switch off some then. Because we will overput. Hallelujah. Now hold somebody. Look at your neighbor. Pick somebody. Just one person. Pick the person. Look at the person very well. Eyeball to eyeball. For 10 seconds, fix your eyes on the person. I still want to say something very serious. If your neighbor is shy, say, don't be shy. Is your neighbor bold to look at your face? Is someone looking down? First of all, say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Say, neighbor, I know that you know that I'm a great man or a great woman, but don't worry, I'm also humble. So I'm not about to intimidate you. Don't worry. Say, forget about what you know about my greatness. Forget about what you know that God is doing in my life. I am a simple person. Even though I command billions, but I'm a simple person. Even though I have authority over nations, I'm a simple person.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And from today, I belong to you. If you have said those words, will be late, you are born again, you are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. And if you want to contact us, just check. The address is written on the screen. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.